bring them out, 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 bring them out. All right, a little bit later, George will stop by with a NBA minute. You want a little nugget? I'm going to tie the NBA into last night's national championship game.
Oh.
So, we're pretty clear. The Oklahoma City Thunder are tanking.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure what they're really tanking for. But they've already got enough draft picks. I got like 50 draft picks over the next decade or so.
There's no exaggeration there either.
But they have, I mean, you know you're tanking when you tell a player just to take off the rest of the year.
Oh, man.
When you tell Al Horford, just, we're good. We're good. You just sit out the rest of the year. We're still going to pay you, but you sit out the rest of the year.
Oh,
I'm thinking, where can I get one of those deals? You mean I'm not getting fired, I don't have to do my job, and I'm still getting paid?
Yeah.
Where do I sign up for that? But Oklahoma City has gone really wrong, really, really young. Isaiah Roby, it benefits him. Last night, the starting five, the average age for the Oklahoma City Thunder, 21 years and 6 months.
Wow.
Do you know what the average starting age for the Baylor Bears was last night to win the national championship? 22 years and 2 months.
Wow. 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 That's
George,
a nugget.
George will have more Denver Nugget discussion coming up in the last hour. So the question about the quarterback, and we can have a love-hate relationship with Adrian. I think he's an easy guy to root for. He's all facts this year. He knows this is make or break. He knows what's out there. He knows he wants to be better. Can he be better? Yes. But if we're trying to talk about the quarterback play at Nebraska with Adrian, what Adrian do we want? You first say, we want the Adrian doesn't turn the ball over. Well, yes. But what if you can never entirely get away from that? You can work on the interceptions, footwork, mechanics. But what about you can't get away from the fumbles? You can cut down on the fumbles, but you're not truly going to get away from the fumbles. Okay, I can live with that. Because I got a better team. Our margin for error isn't as small as it was the year before. But what version of him do you want? If those things that I said in the last segment, that the defense is better, how does it impact him? How does it impact the play calling? How does it impact the personnel groups? Being healthy, how does that impact him? But what's the version that you want? Like, we have enough of a sample size of 27 starts to say, that game is the guy that Nebraska needs every single game. If I told you that in the West this year, these, on opening day, I'm projecting, starting quarterbacks, Morgan from Minnesota, Peters from Illinois, Holinsky at Northwestern, Plummer at Purdue, Mertz at Wisconsin, Petras at Iowa. You go through that group, and you know who the guy is starting in Lincoln. Shouldn't he be either the best quarterback in the West or at least the second best quarterback in the West? I mean, there's some very much some unknowns. But what version do you want? I mean, with the things that he'll have at his disposal this year, does he run the ball double figures in a game? There have been very few games in his career that he has not run the ball at least 10 times a game. I mean, we've had games where he's had to run it 20 or more. There's something that's broken this year if the quarterback position is one of the top rushers on this team. That the running back position broke. But what game can you look to and go, that's the guy, that's what I want? We could say Rutgers, take out the four turnovers, that's the quarterback that I want, that I need. What about 2019, remember the Illinois game, nighttime game in Champaign. Remember that contest? That was really the game that Wandale Robinson arrived on scene. Martinez threw for 328, three scores, ran the ball 18 times for 118 yards. Is that the guy you want or have to have every single game? I think one of his best games of his career, the Minnesota game, the first game they'd ever won at quarterback. He was 25 of 29, 276, three touchdowns, ran the ball 15 times, 8-plus yards per carry and a score. And Nebraska blew out Minnesota back in 18. What he did in that game is he had Morgan and Spielman going, but that game was nice and free and easy. Intermediate passes, wise decisions, no hesitation. If I'm going to pull the ball down, I'm going to run. Or if it's a designated quarterback run, take off. No hesitation. If I recall, there was more quarterback power called in that game. I mean, even the Purdue game of last year, I'm thinking about the quarterback power game. Even the Purdue game last year kind of played a little bit to the strengths of Adrian Martinez. He was 23 of 30 that day, 242. Ran the ball 13 times for 45 yards and two scores. His longest run was only 15 yards. But the play calling matched him that day. Remember, it was also a game in which Nebraska got a lead. Adam says, give me his first game ever against Colorado. A game which they also weren't afraid to let him air it out with his arm. But do they trust Adrian Martinez in his first game at Nebraska throwing the big boy pass? Remember that long, deep pass to Spielman? They trusted him more in 18 than they do in 20. But in that game, Adrian was 15 of 20, 187, touchdown, and there was a late game interception, ran the ball 15 times for 117 yards. That would be a line. I mean, that's 75% completion percentage. Here's a guy that was at 71% last year. That would be an ideal line. If you got that every day out of the quarterback, there's a turnover in there. There's a couple of turnovers in that game in there. Would you take that? Certainly. That's a good call, Adam. But man, that's going all the way back to the first game of his career. And there have been 26 since then. So, if to narrow it down, what version do you want, need, or what is the version of one of those 27 games that is exactly who he is? What if the last game against Rutgers is exactly who Adrian Martinez is right now, or can be, but is? Lots of numbers, four touchdowns for the offense, but four turnovers as well. We'll see. But the days of being Superman or needing to be Superman, either on his own or the way they look at him, might be over and it might be okay. We'll look at the other half of the Big Ten. This is a year in the Big Ten. How will the quarterback position play out? If you had to do a ranking of the seven in the West, it's Morgan and Martinez, probably because you know more about them. And then Mertz, Peters, Holinsky, Plummer, possibly. 1204. Matt Lothrop's coming up in the next hour, the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.